Representative Jim Hansen joins us on his weekly legislative report. And let's begin with a topic that'll probably be pretty familiar to people because you've been championing the measure in the Missouri House to ban texting and driving for everyone. Are you getting some traction with that at this point?
Well, right now, we've only had one bill that's been brought up dealing with texting and driving, and that was Representative Higgins, had to do with Uber driver. But I still haven't got traction yet on my bill. Dealing with the law, the way it's written today, applying to all drivers. I have Senator Wallingford has a bill exactly the same, identical bill in the Senate. So I've talked to him. So I'm still waiting on my bill to get to a committee.
All right. Is that a little bit frustrating for you? Because I know this is really a priority of yours.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, I talked to the speaker, I don't know, a week before, and he said that he'd get it assigned to a committee, and I talked to his staff person also, and I'll just wait and see what happens here and see if it's up Monday or not. I'll go see the speaker again next week about it. So, yeah, it is frustrating.
The needle exchange program's gotten a good deal of attention the past couple of sessions. That's Representative Rader's bill. Where is that at this point, and what are your thoughts?
Well, it's passed out of the House, so it moved to the Senate. I think it's a good bill. This needle exchange program's been going on in Kansas City and in St. Louis. It's been operating in violation of the state law regarding drug paraphernalia, but local jurisdictions allow them to do this. So this law would allow it to be legal, allow it to go statewide. So I think it's an opportunity to work with people using needles. We can get them come in and get a clean needle. It gives them a chance to sit down, counsel them, give them some information, and try to get them off a drug.
Because really, this is a significant issue we're talking about, isn't it?
It's a major issue. You know, it helps control HIV and hepatitis C and different things like that. So I think the more contact that our counselors can have with the drug user, and if they would come in and get these needles, and they have in Kansas City and St. Louis, it opens the door for that discussion to help them.
What kind of support did the measure have in the House before being sent over to the Senate?
Well, I think I don't have the vote count here, but it passed. It had big support in the House.
All right. How are things going in the Missouri House? We're a little better than a month into the legislative session. What's the atmosphere like in there?
I think it's pretty good. You know, I think a lot of issues are moving along. You know, there's always that attitude of, well, how much of this will get over the finish line in the Senate? You know, everybody always has concerns about that. But overall, things are working pretty smooth.
All right, this is the first time we've had a chance to talk with you since your committee dealing with the Department of Corrections, Ben. I know you heard from the director. What are your thoughts about what she had to say?
I thought her report was excellent. We had a chance to ask her some more in-depth questions. I've got a meeting scheduled with not a committee meeting, but a meeting in her office with some folks, and we're going to start visiting with some wardens and get some feedback. So that's going to happen here in the next week or so.
How about the future of the committee? What is that group going to be tackling over the next few months?
Well, we're going to handle bringing some people in. We're going to continue to keep an eye and follow up on what's being implemented and seeing how it's worked. So, you know, we're kind of we're an oversight committee in terms of how these programs are going and how what we recommended to the director, how they're being implemented, and are they being successful.
Did you have any idea, Representative, when you were given the chairmanship of this committee, what all was involved and how big a challenge this was?
No, I didn't. I knew there was issues. You know, when this committee was formed, it was based on sexual harassment issues is what brought this to the forefront, but that's just one of the many issues. And yeah, there's a lot of issues we need to address for the Department of Corrections to make it a safe place to work. And we got to work on, of course, in the governor's budget, there was $650 one-time payout to people making $50,000 or less, but that's a start. We have to do more on training, and we have to do more on their pay. And I'd like to see the state move towards merit pay in the Department of Correction.
Have you seen, though, some positive changes in the department over the past year?
I've had feedback. I get some emails. People know it's taking time, but yeah, I have seen positive changes, and I think that there's going to be more positive changes come from just the training that's going to be available for supervisors, and the selection process is going to change. There's been a tremendous change in leadership already in the institutions, from the warden's level to supervisory levels. So I think it's going to take time, but so far in 1 year, there's been more changes than I ever thought would happen within a year.
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the time. Have yourself a great weekend.
Hey, thank you. Have a good one.
Representative Jim Hansen has joined us today.